Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the 29th parak of Maseches Kehilim. We are up to Peruk Chav Tes, Mishnah Beis. Shlosha Kesasos Shel Tzemer. Three wool pieces that are held together with stitching. Sheish Shel Pishtan, or six made out of linen. Shlosha Sedinin, or three sheets. Shteim Esrei Mitpachos, or 12 tichels. Shnei Suvrikin, or two pairs of pants, inside one, inside the other. Chaluk Echad, one shirt. Talis achas, or one talis, kluv karin echad, or one wool coat, chibur l'tuma l'azaya. All of these things are considered connected to each other when it comes to being able to be mekabel tuma, and when it comes to the hazah of the efer para aduma to be metaherit. Yes, a mikan, but if you have more than that attached together, chibur l'tuma, then it's attached with regard to becoming tame, but vein chibur l'azaya. They're not considered properly attached to one another in order to be metaher them with the hazah efer para aduma. Rabbi Yossi Yomer, aflo l'tuma. Once it's more than that, it's not even considered a chibur with regard to tumah either. Mishnah Gimel, chuta mishkolis, the string of a plumb line that they would use for building, shnei masar, if it's up to 12 tfachim from where it's attached to the weight, that's considered part of it, and the shel charashin shmona asar, and if it's the kind that carpenters use up to 18 tfachim, shel benayin, if it's kind that builders use chamisha mama, then it's up to 50 amos, yeser mikan. So if it's any more than that, imratza l'kayim, even if you want to keep it attached because you like it being so long, tahor, it's not considered to be part of the item, and therefore if part of the item is tameh, this part is going to be tahor. Shel sayadim, shel sayarin, but these cords that are used by people who deal with plaster or artists, kol shein, then no matter how long it is, it could still be part of the kli and become tameh, because we assume that's what you want. So what we learned today in Mishnah Beis is how much things can be attached to one another and still be considered part of the original kli, both in terms of becoming tameh as well as in terms of becoming tara with the efer para. And then in Mishnah Gimel we spoke about plumb lines and how long the cord is still considered part of the plumb line and how much of the cord would have to be separate and not be considered part of that line anymore. Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Peruk Chav Tes, Mishnah Dalet.